everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
22 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Hull Show. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline is my guy, the one and only Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, my man, it is always great to catch up with you on this program. It's great to catch up with you anytime, but when people can listen to us talk, I think that's even better.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady. It's always good to talk with you as well. And, you know, I'm looking to start my week out the right way on this Monday. So talking to you is the exact way I want to do that, starting out the right way. Thank you.
That's what I figured. That's why I shot you a text. I thought you might have needed a little pick-me-up here with the Rockies losing three in a row. But this is – listen, Jerry, it's weird. At the beginning of the season, I was kind of like, just wait. The Rockies are going to crumble, blah, blah, blah. Even though they've lost three in a row, there's still a part of me. I keep refreshing the wild card race here. I keep looking at it. I'm following it. There's just a part of me deep down that thinks maybe we're going to get closer than a lot of people think.
Yeah, I feel that way, too. I mean, I think they're posed to make a run the second half. And every time I'm optimistic, I just get absolutely ripped on social media. But I'm going to say it anyway. And there's nothing wrong with being optimistic in life.
No.
Especially, I think, when you follow a team, you're the play-by-play guy for a team. You want them to win. You're pulling for them. It's more fun when you – it's always fun, but it's more fun when you win. So I'm hoping they make a playoff run here. I think they're poised to do that. I know these last three games have been tough. Two of those games could have easily gone the other way, and you could be 2-1 in this series and have a chance to go 3-1 tonight. But that's part of baseball. It doesn't always work the way you think it's going to within a game, like we've seen two of these three. But you've got Chris Bryant back in the lineup. He had a home run yesterday. You've got a pitching staff that's healthy right now. Starting rotation looks good. They're a little deeper than they have been. I just think their schedule's tough, but I think they're poised to make some kind of run. And they might not. They might just fall apart. Who knows that? But I think they have a chance to be good in the second half and maybe make it interesting with that wild card spot.
And it's such a rough way to end, especially yesterday's game. Chris Bryant, as you said, he's been on fire. I mean, he's kind of the guy as advertised here for the Rockies, and now that he's getting healthier, but a rough way for him and the Rockies to end that one last night.
Yeah, exactly right. And you know, you don't think you'd lose a game on a check swing,
right,
but on a 2-0 pitch, but that's what happened. And Alex Colome had been so solid. I mean, he'd been really good this year in that eighth inning until yesterday, and then he got touched up, I think, after two outs, right? Two outs and nobody on, and
yeah,
they scored the run. So it's a little fluky, a little bit of bad luck, but at the same time, I found out, Brady, what happens over the course of 162 games. Those kinds of things even out. And the Rockies will get a couple wins down the road in the second half. They probably weren't entitled to win, just like the Brewers probably weren't in these two of these three games. So it all seems to even out. And right now, the luck is – there's a lot of luck there, but it's mostly bad luck for the Rockies.
Yeah, and again, we talk about the pitching last night. I mean, the Rocks just kept coming back, and I really liked that with the offensive side. I mean, they were lighting those bats up, Jerry, but again, the pitching just wasn't there. Starting pitching, at the end of the day, we just got to see that bat. I mean, we're dipping into the bullpen so early into in some of these games, especially last night. Chad Kuhl just didn't have it. So you're obviously looking at that. When you look at those kind of numbers, Jerry, those stats and everything with the pitching staff, especially through this Milwaukee series, what do you think? I mean, do you think we're going to see much better out of these guys collectively, a little bit better, or are you looking at it going, ooh, we better try to find a way to score 8 to 10 runs every single game from here on out?
It just seems like to me, that's a great question, it seems like to me that this starting rotation just has to get more consistent in the second half. And if you look at the history, you look at guys like Marquez and Freeland and Sensatella and Gomber and some others, and Urena now, their history has been their steady pitchers, and that's what they have not been through this first two-thirds of the season. They've just been up and down. Kyle Freeland had a bad start last time out. He's there tonight. Hopefully that evens out. He comes back a little bit. Chad Poole's probably been the best pitcher. He got roughed up last night. Urania had three great starts, and he fell apart a little bit in here in Milwaukee. So you're just looking for more consistency, and you have to believe, I do anyway, that it's going to come because the track record these guys have. None of them are over the hill. None of them are aging. They're all in their prime physically. So I just think the second half, the schedule's tough. There are more road games than home games, and we got the Dodgers coming up for four. The schedule is tough, but at the same time, I think if that starting rotation gets more consistent, and like you said, gets to that sixth and seventh inning more consistently, then you're going to win games. There's no getting around that, but that's the key for this team right now. The offense is going to be better in the second half with Chris Bryant. There's no getting around that, and guys like Diaz are starting to hit a little bit. So, and Charlie Blackman's had a great last 2 months. So I think the offense will be fine. You just have to be more consistent with your pitching staff.
Yeah, no question about it. And like you said, the schedule's coming up. It's pretty tough. But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I keep refreshing the wild card standings. And you have St. Louis there with that third spot holding it down, 51-46. And the Rocks are 43-53. So I know and I get it. I understand the negative side. I've gone there as well. But it's hard for me to say, sell off everybody, start from scratch. Because here we are, July 25th. I don't think any of those naysayers today thought we'd even be talking about the Rockies, you know, what, seven games behind St. Louis at this point, or whatever that is, six games. I don't think anybody thought that we'd be at least late July saying the Rockies are one crazy run away from making this thing interesting.
Yeah, I'm so with you on that. And, you know, a lot of people don't see it that way, and I get that, just like you do, Brady. And they're like, oh, this team isn't any good. They'll never threaten for a division championship. Well, that's certainly not going to happen this year. They're not going to catch the Dodgers. We understand that. But I'm telling you, if you look at the track record of the wild card in both leagues, ever since that wild card was introduced, they've done damage. They've won World Series. They provided their home team fans with incredible memories. So to say, hey, I don't want to make the wild card because it's just it's a joke because you're making – no, I don't see it that way. Mm-mm. You're going to be a wild card team. You're a wild card team. You're a playoff team. You're a postseason contender. And in baseball, anything can happen. This is not like football where the Chiefs go into Jacksonville and you know they're going to win. But in baseball, if your best team goes on the road to the worst team, that worst team might beat them. So – and I guess anything can happen in wild card, so I'm pulling for them to get there, and I'm with you, Brady. I think they have a fighting chance. They're on the outside looking in right now, and it's a challenge, but it certainly is not impossible.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. We'll get to hear Jerry on KFKA on a regular basis talking Rockies, and I know we'll be talking UNC Bears basketball down the road. Can't get enough of Jerry, that's for sure. Jerry, I'll tell you this. I've never been the guy, whether it's NFL, like you just mentioned, you made a comparison to the NFL, Major League Baseball, whatever. If the playoffs are in sight, and if you're looking at the standings, the wild card is in sight, and you'd be naive not to say it's at least in sight, then I'm not one of those guys that says throw it all away because it's just going to set up a bad precedent, whatever. If you can get into the postseason, who knows what can happen. Now, if we were talking the Rocks are 20 games out of this, then okay, maybe we're overhauling this thing, and I understand that for sure. But if you can see the playoffs late July, I'm still of the mindset, go for it. See how close you can get.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that. And exactly what the Rockies are hoping to do and intend to do is to get back in the race and not be sellers at the trade deadline. They've never been that way anyway. But, no, I'm with you. And that's the nature of baseball, like we've been talking about, Brady. If you can make that playoff, anything can happen. You just don't know how things are going to turn. And, you know, a starting pitcher that might win 20 games that you're facing might have a bad day, might not have as good command that day or something. So anything can happen in baseball. And I think if you have a shot to make the playoffs, you've got to go for it. More teams don't make the playoffs than do. And if you can make the postseason, and it hasn't happened many times in Rockies history, you've got to go for it. And like I said, you never know what could happen once you get in that playoffs. Hey, look at the Marlins. They have two World Series championships. They're wild card teams both times. And, you know, the Rockies have never done that, never won a World Series. So I'm hoping. I guess I'm being a little selfish because playoff baseball is just absolutely incredible to me. NBA playoff basketball I thought was pretty neat to be in, but to be in the postseason of baseball is even more fun. So I'm being a little selfish, but I want this Rockies team to win.
Well, for you personally, getting right back in the swing of things with the Rockies, hey, let's go that first season back, Jerry. Let's just get into the wild card spot,
yeah,
man. Let's make this fun. Now, on that note, what do you see the Rockies, you know, doing anything interesting here before the trade deadline? I have seen some crazy things, like basically sell off your whole pitching staff, and then I'm thinking, well, that's not going to work. If you're struggling anyway, it can't get any worse. So I wanted to get your thoughts on that as far as what the Rockies might do before the trade deadline.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they did much at all. I think if they're not in contention, Brady, they probably might think about trading a bullpen piece. I think a guy like Alex Colome would probably be attractive to somebody, just a bullpen piece, not as a closer, even an eighth inning guy, but a solid, experienced veteran reliever. That's what teams are looking for down the stretch in a playoff hunt. They're looking for bullpen pieces. Unless their shortstop gets hurt and he's out for the year, you would have interest in a guy like Iglesias. But otherwise, I don't think the Rockies do much. Now, if they're in contention and they feel like they're a piece or two away, they're going to make a move. I mean, Dick Monfort has made that very clear. Says, you know, we're maxed out on the budget right now, but if it came time to where we think we could make the playoffs or be a better playoff team by making a trade, we'll do that, and I'll put the money back in. So they're in a situation where I think if they're not in contention, they do very little. If they are, they probably make a move or two.
We're talking to Jerry Schimmel, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. And I was thinking too, Jerry, on the pitching side of things. You know, Tyler Kinley, how much has he missed at this point in time? I mean, he was rolling, and then the injury hits. And we talked about it, I think, with you, Jerry, thinking, man, that one might come back to really hurt as we progress throughout the season.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think about a game like last night or yesterday, Brady, where you get Tyler Kinley in that eighth inning and you probably have a completely different game and you win that thing. So not that Alex Colome has not pitched well, because he has. He's been very solid in that bullpen. ERA is, I think, before last night, under 3. It's like 2.70. So you can count on a guy like that. But games like last night happen at times. But to get to your point, Tyler Kinley is badly missed. It was one of the best 1-2 combinations in baseball, with he in the eighth inning and Bard in the ninth. I mean, there was, you look around baseball, there's very few that have a better situation than that. Maybe the Brewers, the Yankees probably do, but other few teams had that. So to take half that away is really going to hurt. And what you hope is you get guys step up and take that spot. And until last night, Colome had done a really good job doing that.
Well, now we'll set our sights toward tonight, see if the Rockies can salvage something out of this four-game series. Kyle Freeland, Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the last time we saw Freeland out, it was a really frustrating outing, to the point where he was having a tough time in the dugout, man. I mean, he was really upset.
Yeah.
He does show some fire, which I really like on that side of it. But what do you see, and I know we're not quite in the second half, we're a little beyond the second half portion of the season, but what would you like to see really from Kyle Freeland as we do get down the stretch?
Yeah, you're right. Last time out against that game against, I think, San Diego, he rearranged the dugout a little bit with a bat. But I think you're just looking for consistency with Kyle. And for him, that fastball command is so important to set up the off-speed pitch. He's got a great slider and a changeup. And if he can get fastball command, sink that ball in the lower end of the strike zone and get ahead of hitters, he's really good. He gets on, you've seen him, he gets on these rolls where he is really tough to hit, and he gets a lot of weak contact and ground balls. Not going to get a bunch of strikeouts, but when he is on, you're going to get a lot of weak contact. So that's what you're looking for tonight, that he bounces back after that tough game in San Diego. He had a long time to think about it. You know, it's basically a week and a half since he has pitched. So hopefully physically he's ready. I think mentally he'd be ready as well. And I really think we'll see a good start from him tonight.
Yeah, it'd be nice to, like I said, salvage something here. Chicago's up next. And then, like you said, you got a four-game series at home, though, against the Dodgers. So the Rockies have fared pretty well against the Dodgers this year. So
yeah,
most of the time I'd look at that and say, uh-oh, by August 1st, maybe they're way out of this thing. But the way they've went up against the Dodgers, even with Kershaw, even with this wonderful staff that they have, the Rocks have managed pretty well. I don't even know. Are they leading the season series still against the Dodgers?
They are. Yeah. I think it's 7-6 or something like that at this point. But yeah, they've pretty much taken care of business at home against the Dodgers. So you had a four-game series. You know, Dodgers are the big bad Dodgers. They're talented, but certainly the Rockies would have confidence against them, especially at home. They just seem to play well against L.A., beginning with that first series this year.
Well, Jerry, what time do you guys get rocking and rolling tonight? We'll be looking forward to the call.
5:30 Mountain Time. We'll get started with Rockies on Deck.
All right, my man. Love listening to you guys. Just keep up the amazing work. And speaking of amazing, how about Amazing Americans? I know I have just heard so many compliments from that program over and over again. Folks love the fact that we air that up here in Northern Colorado every single weekend. You just have not necessarily a better guest, but just another compelling story that you think, man, I didn't think they could get much more interesting than this, but you keep finding them.
Well, I appreciate that, Brady. Yeah, this past weekend, Jason Benetti, who's got cerebral palsy, the TV voice of the White Sox, I'll actually have a chance to meet him in person tomorrow when we have the two-game series against the White Sox. But he told his story about overcoming all that, all the physical restraints he's had in his life to kind of get the top of the broadcast profession. And a really interesting one coming up this weekend, Nicole Hensley is from Denver, and she was a complete hockey unknown. Had one Division I scholarship, a small school in St. Louis, and she ended up bursting on the national scene when she saved, I know you and I are not big hockey guys, but you got to be impressed by this. She saved 90 shots in one game in college. She saved 90 out of 92 shots, set an NCAA record, broke the record by like 18 saves or something like that. So she bursts on the national scene and makes the Olympic team. She's a two-time Olympian as a backup goalie for the U.S. women. So her story's incredible, overcame two different concussions. But basically this unknown goalie from Denver who's made it big time, a two-time Olympian, great story. She's extremely articulate. So that's coming up this weekend.
I love that. I'm looking forward to that one, Jerry. I still say this, and the other sports I'm a little bit more well-versed on, but I think playing goalie pretty much at any level, it seems like next to impossible to me. And this is coming from a guy that doesn't know how to swing a golf club, so I think that's terrible as well. But playing goalie, I can't fathom that.
Oh, I can't either. I have so much respect for those guys. And we get some really good insight. You know, she talks about what it takes to be a good goalie and, you know, how she developed and all that. So not just about her inspirational story, but really about hockey, too. And you kind of grab onto the love affair she has with that game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Jerry, my man, always appreciate you. I'm looking forward to catching up. Whenever your schedule finally frees up, I'm looking, you know, hopefully it frees up a little bit later than we want it to, though, like maybe mid-October or something like that.
Sounds good. We've got to get together. I think you owe me a beer.
I think it's my turn. I'm pretty sure it's my turn. So, yes, I can't wait for that. But like I said, let's go later rather than sooner just for the sake of the Rockies at this point. We'll always have time to catch up.
Sounds good. Let's make it November.
You know what? Might as well, while we're wishing for things, we might as well go all the way in.
Let's do it.
All right, Jerry, appreciate you, man. There he is, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies, also host of Amazing Americans, which airs here every single weekend on KFKA. Jerry is one of those guys, man. I always tell stories about Jerry. I've only known him personally for a very short time, but in that time, just so impressed. His body of work is second to none, but he literally is the nicest man I've ever met in my life. And I've met a lot of nice people. Jade, you're a pretty nice guy, too. 39 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show. Wait, The Whole Show? What is this, a show about boats? Anyway, it's here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. We got the free tastings this Friday from 4 to 7 at On the Rocks. The great folks from Tivoli Beer will be on hand for tastings. Then on Saturday, they have another one, 4 to 7. For more free tastings from the World Whiskey Society. That's at On the Rocks Liquor, also our game beer of the week. Is from Colorado Native Brewing. It's an amber lager. Pick up selections from Colorado Native or any of your favorite adult beverages at On the Rocks Liquor off of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue. you know, very close to Buffalo Wild Wings in Greeley. You just the best liquor store around. Seriously, it's spick and span. That is a big deal for me. It's spotless in there. Great customer service, locally owned and operated. They just get it. So stop in. They're open 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. every single day. They got the drive-through open as well. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Our Method Flow Products poll question of the day: should the Nuggets make a trade offer for Kevin Durant? Now, some of you are thinking, because, you know, Durant made his intentions to be traded known a couple of weeks ago, that we somehow missed the boat on this poll question. That's ridiculous. You're hearing teams pop out about this. Boston came out today. Boston, who was in the NBA Finals, is now saying, can we find a way to bolster up this lineup? What are your thoughts on KD, though? I mean, he's a tremendous player. I mean, he's going to go down in history as one of those top guys. He's not in Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant conversations, I don't believe. But Kevin Durant now has kind of muddied his name a little bit by jumping from team to team to team. I mean, OKC and then Golden State winning some titles there, and then jumping out with Brooklyn. So, you know, you do wonder, what is this doing for his legacy, and does he make sense? I mean, listen, you want a guy that can score, he's still going to be able to do that. He's going to be able to do that at a very high clip. Does he make sense on a team with Nikola Jokic? I mean, on paper, you say Joker and Kevin Durant, and then everybody else is kind of just a piece to that puzzle. I mean, it's at least worth having a conversation about it. But listen, look at the poll, Jades. Should the Nuggets make a trade offer for Kevin Durant? At thewholeshow.com is where you can vote. At thewholeshow.com. It was 70% no, 70+%. It's 50-50 right now. It went to right down smack dab in the middle. So we're getting more yeses coming in. And I guess if you say yes, then you are more or less of the mindset that this team should throw out at whatever it takes to get KD. And that's going to be Jamal and MPJ, for sure. That's just for starters. Think of who else has value on this roster. That's where you have to start looking at it. Who has value? You know, I always love it when people are like, package Will Barton, back when Will Barton was a Nugget. Package Will Barton and Aaron Gordon and a first-round draft pick and go get Damian Lillard, like that kind of stuff. It's not how it works. You know, you have to be able to find the guys with the most value on your team, save for the untouchable. There's untouchable, and then there's value. Joker's untouchable. Everybody else on this roster is, you know, you get into the value part. Jamal Murray, MPJ, there's value. KCP, I mean, he just got traded. I don't see a huge, you know, you just got him. I don't see him being a part of any kind of trade conversation. I would say no, obviously. I would say no. Because all the packages that I've looked at in the dream scenarios for the Nuggets would be Bones Highland, Jamal, Michael Porter Jr., three first-round picks. That's a heck of a haul, and Kevin Durant doesn't stay put. So what's going to happen if the Nuggets don't make it to the Western Conference Finals with Joker and KD? Then KD suddenly is complete. That's one reason. You know, the stability there. Just because you trade for a guy and you sign him for a contract doesn't mean that he's going to stay there on both parties. These guys are demanding trades. They're wanting out, and they're going to make life miserable for the team until they move on. So, no, I'm not touching that. I was just curious to see where the hooligans were on this. I don't think it's something that you should get too crazy about. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Bama Bear says, Brady, you should pick up PGA Tour for 2K21 for your Xbox. Virtual golf is a lot easier. That'd be better. That'd be better than what I was doing on Friday. But no, I've officially announced my retirement from the game of golf. There you go. 49 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. I do want to look at, I've got my top three, and now I'm adding a few more, but my top three burning questions for the Broncos as we jump into training camp. Also, a UNC Bear defensive player that you have to keep your eyes out for. I think he's going to do some special things, regardless of whether or not the Bears collectively have a monster regular season. There's one guy, though, that, who knows, man, maybe he could be playing at that next level. I got a couple of texts coming in, so I'll get to that on the other side. 1250, it's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
/12:53, welcome back to The Hall Show. It is Monday, which means at Cables Pub and Grill, one of my go-tos, you can check out Monday All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti. It is famous throughout northern Colorado. You talk about Cables, you cannot talk about Cables without mentioning their world-famous spaghetti. And it's All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti for $5.95 at Cables Pub and Grill today. So stop by, tell them we sent you here from The whole show. I'm going to have some gift cards to give away throughout the week, so you're going to want to chime in for that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Dixon says, Durant is 33, not interested in giving up a 25-year-old Murray. The rest are free game except for Joker, of course. Well, that's the thing. Would a deal work for KD if Jamal's not involved? And I just don't think so. I mean, you saw the Lakers deal. Like, they offered him, I don't even remember, talking to Brooklyn, and Brooklyn fired back and said, yeah, give us everybody, essentially. Give us LeBron and AD. Well, I don't even know if they asked for LeBron, but AD and a bunch of draft picks. You saw with Boston, you know, they're throwing out Jaylen Brown, but maybe there's expected to be even more into that package. The Celtics consider, what, Jason Tatum off-limits? But they're able to throw in pretty much everything else, which is weird to me because you made it to the finals. You were right there. I mean, you had some moments against Golden State where I think people thought, all right, are they going to make a run here? Could they pull off this upset? And again, it was short-lived. Golden State found a way to get this thing done. But if you're Boston, I'm not so sure why you'd want to do that. You know, if I'm in the title game, and I mean, a free agent makes sense, but if I have to trade off anybody that was really a big part of getting me there, I'm rounding up the forces. I'm bringing everybody back, man. I'm trying to fill this thing up again. And, you know, if you can add a few pieces here and there, great. But Boston, I think, has the nucleus. I think they have the right stuff. But Wojnarowski reported this morning that the Nets and the Celtics are at least in some fairly serious trade talks. Celtics, I don't know how, well, then again, I don't know how serious it is. I don't know how serious Brooklyn is about this, because it just seems like Brooklyn is asking for the world for KD. And I get it. It was a failed experiment. The James Harden, KD, Kyrie Irving thing, they're trying to make amends for that. And the only way to do that is get an absolute haul to erase it as if it never happened. Meaning you bring in two stud players that can be big pieces to your future, and then draft picks. And if you're a Nets fan, I think all is forgiven. If you're the Nets and you get Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart and two first rounders, you're going, all right, pair them with Kyrie Irving. That's good. And if I don't know what Irving's future is with Irving there, but he did sign that 1 year extension. But I'm not hearing any real traction here. There's no real meat on this. There's a lot of throwing players around to see what sticks, but I just don't know. They, you know, the Celtics, again, considered Jason Tatum off limits. The Nuggets, I would say Joker's off limits. And maybe the Nuggets have made a call. They probably have, just to see. An offer is much different than a call. You know, Calvin Booth picks up the phone and gives Brooklyn a call and says, hey, what, just hypothetically, what would it take? Joker? Nah, but not Joker. He's out, not Joker. And MPJ and Bones. I mean, that's where Brooklyn values this. They are trying to make up for this move that absolutely blew up in their face. I say absolutely not. I mean, I'm with you, Dixon. I have my criticisms of Jamal Murray for sure, but I do like the nucleus that the Nuggets are building. A healthy Jamal, a healthy MPJ, completely different story for the Nuggets, hopefully this upcoming season. Second hour coming up next. It's The whole show powered by PDC Energy. 6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome into the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Jades, I'm finally getting over this thing, man. The COVID stuff hung on for a while. And I finally feel like I'm getting my voice back. I was kind of, I don't know, there was a portion of time where I thought maybe this is my voice now. It's just kind of deep and nasally. We're never going to get through it. But here we are. We're getting better. I was out Friday. That was an impromptu golf outing. And Jades, I'm just going to throw this out there, okay? And I hope a lot of my people are listening out there. You know, my people I work with on a daily basis, coaches we talk to, players, businesses. Stop asking me to play golf, okay? Just, I'm done. I'm over. I'm retiring. I feel like now's a good time to call it quits. So today is kind of my podium day of announcing my retirement. What do you think about that, Jades? I'm announcing my retirement from golf officially on the show. So if you see me out there for golf now, you're just going to go, oh, he's just out there for fun. I'm not playing for anything anymore, man. Pride, nothing. No, there's no more of that. I'm over it.
Gone too soon. I think you went out at the wrong time, too, because you're going out with Tiger. And I think your retirement's going to get overshadowed.
You think it will just a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, maybe, man. I mean, it was hot and muggy and people were cranky. It's just, it's not my cup of tea. There was a tournament I was in, and again, a great cause, all Youth for Christ. It was an amazing cause at the Eden Country Club. But there was also a hatchet throwing thing there. The hatchet house was over there. My boy Matt set up his hatchet house booth. I just want to do that. Could I just do that? I just wanted to stay over there and throw hatchets for the rest of the day. That's kind of where I was. So that's more my area. Golf, not so much. So it's PSA. Don't ask me to play golf anymore. I mean, I get emails almost every day. Like, you guys should be in our golf tournament. You got to be out there. And I'm like, I do it because I don't know why I say yes. I really don't. But, you know, it's my retirement from golf has begun. So it's a sad day. I know a lot of the hooligans out there are bummed about this, to see greatness finally hang it up like this. But this is where we are. This is my time.
I think you're less retiring from golf, more so retiring from summer.
Oh, totally retiring from summer. I am totally retiring from summer. I'm ready for cooler temperatures. And, dude, so I'm from Cheyenne Wells. There was, like, tornado madness going on in Cheyenne Wells. I was calling my dad last night. And this is what you get in summertime. Crazy heat and then stupid tornado stuff in the evening. Calling my dad, I'm like, you better get down in the basement. He wasn't even looking at the radar. And I'm like, it's coming. So just be careful out there. Pay attention. Our guy Cody Wilson of Denver Front Range and Weather does a great job of keeping people updated on crazy weather. Just make sure you're paying attention so you know when to seek shelter and all of that. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We're going to get to a lot of stuff today. I got Jerry Schimmel coming on. I think we're getting Zach Stevens on, but it's training camp mode. So he's like, dude, I'll just have to let you know. We're going by the fly on this one. So it's, you know, we'll get to all of that. Jerry's going to talk to us about the Rockies. Started out rough after the All-Star break. They have lost three in a row. They finish up the four-game series against Milwaukee tonight. Kyle Freeland's going to the mound. Maybe they can salvage something out of this. You know, the wild card race isn't done yet. I'm still entertained by it. We'll see what Jerry thinks, though, coming up in about 10 minutes. I do want to take a sidestep here and talk about, so it's on our news this morning. You heard it. Our host did a great job of talking about him. Scooter McGee, his actual real name was Timothy Sheely. Scooter McGee was a late night talk show host here at KFKA for years. You know, he was here a year or two before I got here as an intern. Scooter McGee passed away last week. And let me just say this. I had a good relationship with the guy, very entertaining. And he was very well recognized, well known in the area. He was 9 to midnight. So his shows were always, for me personally, I always loved the UFO stuff and the Bigfoot stuff and Gotham Metropolis. He had that kind of shtick going on. Very well loved radio talk show host. Some of my most entertaining memories came from Scooter around this station when I was interning as a young man back in 2008. Jades, I don't think you were alive at that point. Just some of my great, great memories of this station. I always say this radio station, we should totally write a sitcom about it. Scooter's character would be one of the main characters. So it was a tough week last week hearing the news. I don't have a lot of information just yet about, celebration of life and things we're going to, you know, KFK might be setting up at some point. But Scooter was here for a very long time, moved around the Denver area a couple years ago, kind of decided to move on from the radio side of things. But, he'll certainly be missed. And like I said, so many great memories. So, we just wish here at the station, his family, his friends, listeners, we just wish everybody well, because when you do a radio show, your listeners, whether they even know it or not, whether they're chiming in on a daily basis or they're just a part of the show listening, you become part of the family. And you know, people listen to what you say. They agree with what you say. They disagree with what you say. It's quite the industry, and I absolutely love it. And Scooter was one of those guys when I got here that was already well into producing and making his show work and recognized by the CBA Award of Excellence for so many years. So we just, of course, we're thinking about his family and friends, and wish those folks the best too, because it's certainly a tough time here. Even though he wasn't part of the KFK family the last couple of years, You never really leave once you start here. So, just wishing his family and friends all the best. 12 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour, our text line, our First Advantage text line is, Jades, I keep doing this lately. It's 888-530-0043. I keep wanting to say 800. It's 888-530-0043. Let's just get to it right now from the weekend that was the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Well, I mean, Jade, right off the bat, man, we got Broncos checking into camp tomorrow. They're signing in. So here we go. Football. Maybe the season's not here, but football is upon us. So we can, yes. We've made it. We've made it. Rockies win or lose, it doesn't matter anymore. I release you, Colorado Rockies. I don't count on you. I'm rooting for you still. But I release you, because it is Broncos training camp time. The Hall of Fame game is in a couple of, well, not this weekend, but next weekend, which is a garbage game. But it also means that football is close and it's almost here. And now we are in training camp. I'm going to get to my burning questions about the Broncos coming up. I got three, but as I said three to you, Jades, I've got like seven more of my burning questions for this team, you know, position battles and such. So I'm very excited to see what comes from training camp. The bad for me is, and I'm going to get to this, the haul expected for Kevin Durant. The Boston Celtics are trying to package like Jaylen Brown, a bunch of draft picks, and then Brooklyn's like, well, we also want Marcus Smart in that mix too. He was a gigantic piece. So was Brown. They were all big pieces to what you're trying to do. If you're Boston, is this a silly move? I mean, you made it to the finals. Should you, if it ain't broke, don't fix it? Or do you just want an easier road? I'm just wondering what the future holds for Kevin Durant. The ugly is the Rockies. The Rockies have lost now three in a row post All-Star break. We had a feeling that Milwaukee series was going to be rough, and certainly is. So there you go. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. My Method Flow Products poll question of the day is available. Should the Nuggets be a player here? Should they be calling Brooklyn? And I had some great listener text in already and say, Brady, you're 2 weeks late on this. How am I late on this? Two questions for you, Jades. Has Kevin Durant been traded? No. Have the Nuggets made an offer that we have reported on this show or any outlet throughout the state of Colorado? No. Then it's not too late. I thought about it, and then the longer this thing goes, maybe Brooklyn gets a little more eager to move. The bottom line, Brooklyn's going to have their options. If you want Kevin Durant, if you voted yes on the poll question, which a lot of you are not voting yes, but if you do vote yes, you got to be ready to say goodbye to Jamal Murray, goodbye to Michael Porter Jr., goodbye to Bones Highland, goodbye to probably three first-round draft picks, all of that. So if you say yes to that question, you are ready to move on from damn near everybody that's, valuable to the Nuggets other than Nikola Jokic. He's the only untouchable guy on this roster. And how would that even work? The Joker with KD? Go vote at theholeshow.com. Should the Nuggets make a trade offer for Kevin Durant? 16 minutes after the hour. This is the last Monday that we start the show at noon. How about that? Next Monday, we got changes happening here at the station. I'm going 11 to 2, 3 hours. Yes. Oh, look! Listen to that. Our live studio audience, Susan and Cheryl, you guys sound professional. I think they're gearing up. Is that a suit jacket I see, Susan? That's fantastic. They're ready for 3 hours. I'm ready for 3 hours. Good Morning NoCo's going 6 to 10. Clark and the coach ain't going anywhere. They're going 10 to 11. And we continue rocking with this wonderful lineup. 16 minutes after the hour, Jerry Schimmel. He's coming up next. Let's talk about those Colorado Rockies in just a moment. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard, weekdays at 2. On 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.